dude, just call Greg out. He'll fall in line. But I didn't have time to tell Greg that Mike was even calling him.
So I was like, well, are we going? Then Reiner says, you know, this is all BS. And I didn't say BS. He said, you know, this is all a joke anyway. I'm like, yeah. Okay, well, if you can.
Or I said, the fix is in or something like that.
I said, okay, you know, if you think you can go, you know, that's cool. You know, we'll go down there. And Danny's eyes just started getting bigger and bigger. On the phone, I said, hey, you know, Reiner's in. The trip's on.
All right, so this is right after you hung up the phone with Reiner. And just listen carefully.
The World Series trip is back on.
For who?
Reiner. That was Reiner.
Really?
Yeah, back on. He said, you think he can do it? And what's the deal with his mom? Well, he said they're not going to do stuff till later on in the week. He stabilized, and, you know, it wasn't as bad as they thought it was, and it went on.
And he went to his wife and everything?
His mother, he was telling his mother about it, and his mother pretty much said, you got to go. I'm going to be fine here. Nothing's going to happen. You got to go. And he said he's been mulling it over all morning, and he doesn't really want to, but, you know, his mother, he said he thinks it'll do his mother worse if he stays here.
Well, you boys have fun.
No?
Not going. It's too late. I told Mike I needed to know yesterday during the day, and he called me last night and said no. So my wife is out of town. I cannot call the pet sitter at the last minute. Ain't happening. I'm stuck here with my dad, but I can't leave him alone for 2 days. It's too late for me to make arrangements. And y'all not leaving before he's out. You don't need me.
What about if I could find somebody to do it? T-Bar to do it.
I don't want T-Bar anywhere near my house.
No. You trust him more than you trust us.
I don't want T-Bar anywhere near my house.
So Danny also has
most trustworthy guy in America.
I know.
Danny has the built-in excuse of dogs.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you something. I have no problem with T-Bar watching my dogs. It's just like those dogs to my wife are like her children. It would be like you, Mike, having a 2-year-old Jordan and having to go out of town and leave her by herself for the first time for 2 days and saying, all right, T-Bar, here's the milk. Just feed her a couple of times and I'll see you Thursday. That's how she looks at those kids.
Would your mom...
I hear you, Holmes.
I mean, would your wife...
She loves those dogs.
I hear you, man.
Oh.
So then Mike shows up at work.
Oh, God.
And Mike's all teed up on what's been going on. And we told Mike, we're like, dude, just put the hardcore press on him. Just... Let him have it. Just say he really needs to go. And so this is...
I didn't do, really.
No,
I couldn't do it. That would have given it away.
You were pretty adamant, though.
Yeah.
You were like...
Well, yeah, but I was trying to persuade you. I was trying to talk you into it.
But if this would have been real...
I mean, I wasn't being a
no, you weren't being mean. You were being, like really trying to make me feel like I was very important to be to the situation, and it was important for me to be there.
All right, so here they are together.
So did you get to work?
Yeah.
The trip is on, man.
Not for me, it's not.
Not for you.
I can't go.
Why?
I can't go.
Why can't you go?
We've waited too long for me to get pet sitters booked. And I called my wife and told her that the possibility of me going was on. She's like, no, because I can't get anybody to come over and stay with the dogs now. So it's too late. She's out of town this week.
There must be somebody around.
No. You don't understand. Those are her babies, and she doesn't want anybody staying there at the house with them other than her guy or her girl.
How about Corby? Can he do it?
I'm telling you, he's not going to stay at the house. And she doesn't want him over.
We need you down there.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
Give me one reason why I should go, and be honest. There's no reason for me to be there.
No, we need you down there, man.
I need to know one reason.
Well, we kind of need some producing of the... I'm hoping we can round up some guests down there.
Like who?
Well, I don't know.
They cook at the restaurant?
No, there are going to be all kinds of people in there. People show up at that place. It's a big hangout.
What a flimsy...
I know. It's a big hangout.
I just don't see how this is going to... It's not going to work. Man, we waited too long, Mike. I can't just... You can't just... You know? And I know you got your situation, and I feel bad about it, but... If I'd have known yesterday, like yesterday afternoon, that's why I kept telling you yesterday. It's like, Mike, I need to know now. Those are her dogs. This is not up to me. These are her babies, and she wants it this way. And she's like, you should have told me. If I'd have known yesterday, I could have done something about it. But I'm not going to be able to... She doesn't want them killed. They've never been kenneled before, and she would stress out and freak out. You know what? She would rather fly back, like leave her job and fly back home than me do one of these options that, people are recommending, like having T-Bar come over to the house. That's great.
Well, that's another one. I hadn't thought of that.
That's Grego's solution.
Hey, I've had T-Bar come over there and do stuff at my house before.
Look, T-Bar can be trusted.
I don't have a problem with it. You don't understand. I'm in a really bad position. This is not about me. This is about her.
Well, yeah, but you're our guy, man.
I know that, but that's just...
We're going out of town. We don't want to take some spare or some stranger out of town.
Just like you don't want a room with Chris. Well, I mean, same thing.
Is that what this is about?
We don't have a game with anybody
else. I'm telling you what this is about, Mike.
You don't want a room with Chris?
Do you? That's not what this is about. And that's just one of the many reasons. I was trying to find a reason why I need to be down there, and you've given me one, to wrangle guests. Well, like I said, you can get anybody to do that, but there's a million reasons why I don't need to be down there. I'm not at your hotel. I'm not going to the games with you guys. I'm staying 40 miles away in Tomball, so it's not like we're going to be hanging out after the game.
And then he storms out.
I think that was the end of the show openings. I heard Stand Back Burrito in there.
Well, you stuck to it. It was nice work.
I did. Honestly, I had no choice. Had I had any choice out of this...
Wanting to room with Chris.
That's all it was. That is
so
it.
So not true.
That is all it was, and we all know it.
Mike?
Now, well, I'll...